circumstances under which the information can be shared. And I might add that the new Alaska privacy rule tracks these other federal laws. It has very specific provisions with respect to the disclosure of health information, and only again permits disclosure for very specific business purposes. Those disclosures are permitted if you want to take a look at y'all's proposed rule at section 3AAC 26.680. And this provision very much tracks the rules nationally. And I don't know if there's someone there from the insurance department, but I'm sure they would be delighted to fill you in on this.
So in your analysis then, this bill is not just a redundancy of other laws, it's breaking new ground?
I think it unintentionally is, by virtue of the fact that it requires specific consent, not just to get it, which is then a specific consent to get a DNA sample or to perform a genetic test or a DNA analysis is one thing, and that's not unusual. What is troublesome is a revocable consent to keep the information, to be able to keep it on your files, and then to be able to disclose it without the business exception. And what I'm trying to say in a very long-winded way is that I think for insurance companies, the protection is there, because we're subject to all these other national federal laws and will be directly subject to the Alaska law. So, putting all these laws together, our ability to both get it and disclose it is covered.
Any other questions? Senator Olson is Senator Ogden.
Thank you. Now, maybe you could go back and tell me who you're representing again, please.
Yes. I'm representing the American Council of Life Insurers. And have 368 member life insurance companies, and they represent about 69% of national life insurance premiums, 76% of annuity premiums nationally, 53% of national disability income premiums, 72% of long-term care premiums nationally. 252 of our member companies actually do business in the state of Alaska, and they represent 84% of the life insurance premiums that your state. I don't have a long-term care disability income statistics for your state.
Senator Olson, as a member of the body and also as a courtesy from the committee, do you have any questions for the witness?
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mr. Chairman. At this point, I think the flavor of the testimony has come through loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions? Appreciate your testimony this morning, Robbie, thank you very much. And if you have any written comments that you'd like to forward, if you forward them to my office, we'll distribute them to the members.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Jennifer Ruttinger. Jennifer, you're next. Are you online with us?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning and welcome to the committee. If you'll put yourself on record, we'll be eager to hear your testimony.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jennifer Ruttinger, and I'm the executive director of the Alaska Civil Liberties Union. I appreciate the opportunity to come back before the committee today and discuss in a bit more detail our concerns about Senate Bill 217. I understand from Senator Ogden's comments that you all have received our written statement dated yesterday, February 24th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very good. Well, unfortunately, the Alaska Civil Liberties Union cannot support Senate Bill 217, the I version that is currently before you, and I'll tell you why. First of all, we briefly mentioned this previously, but in order to really protect people's privacy, there has to be a comprehensive definition of genetic characteristics or genetic information. And so we have presented to you in written form a recommendation for what that definition might look like, but it really has to be broader than just DNA or genetic testing. And it should cover information about genes, gene products, inherited characteristics that may derive from the individual or a family member. And this should include information regarding carrier status, information regarding an increased likelihood of future disease or increased sensitivity to any substance, information derived from lab tests that identify mutations in specific genes or chromosomes, physical medical exams, family histories. Requests for genetic services or counseling can give away clues to your genetic makeup that could be used against you. Direct analysis of genes or chromosomes, test the gene product. Basically, just pinpointing DNA and testing are not enough to really protect privacy. So we respectfully submit that definition should be broadened. Second, and perhaps most importantly, is the difference between the H and I versions. Really, the reason we have to oppose this bill is this new definition of DNA analysis. This definition is so narrow that the exceptions we fear actually swallow the rule. We can think of just about everything would be covered in the exceptions to this. And it is routine diagnostic tests are precisely the type of tests that should require informed consent from the subject before their DNA is collected, used, distributed, or disclosed. This is really, we're disappointed in the change in this definition of DNA analysis. I mean, as we read it, the exemption means that informed consent for genetic testing or retaining the information is not necessary if the genetic information is discovered in the course of one of these very common procedures, blood tests, drug tests, urine tests, HIV, alcohol, cholesterol tests, routine physical measurements. This is just about everything. So that's the main reason that we really have to oppose this. Moving on, we also began to discuss this before, and we feel it's important in order to protect people's right to privacy and to really give some teeth to their informed consent authority, that we must prevent employers and insurers from collecting their genetic information and also from discriminating against them if, by chance, they do have it upon that information through legal or illegal means. And we make exceptions to those recommendations where the collection or the discrimination is necessary for the business or is job-related. And we define job-related and business necessity in paragraph 4, section 4 of our comments. Also, we mentioned before that we would like to see the bill define or outline what the minimum standards should be for informed and written consent. We think that would be helpful to understand how to interpret this bill. We had some discussion in the committee previously on whether this really ought to be considered a property right. The ACLU continues to maintain that it is a constitutional privacy right, which is much. First of all, it's supreme over a property right. It takes a higher level of importance. And we also see a slippery slope in beginning to call human material property. But that's, again, a policy question, not so much a constitutional question. So the committee can work that out. And number 7, with regard to liability, I checked, Mr. Chairman, because you brought this to my attention before, the definition of person does in fact include corporations, but it does not include a government agency. And I see a typo in my statement. The first line that's underlined under 7 should say, with regard to liability, we strongly urge that the private right of action should not only allow a lawsuit against a person, and then, but also against a government agency. We think it's very important that people also be protected from abuses of genetic privacy perpetrated by the government. And then the last two quick points, we mentioned this previously, we don't think damages should be capped because it's very difficult to predict the types of consequences that could arise from misuse of genetic information. And with regard to the law enforcement exception, we believe that it's very important that this bill make it clear that only law enforcement purposes that are authorized under Alaska state law are in fact exempt from informed consent requirements. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity not only to submit our written comments, but to testify on the record today.
Any questions? Senator French?
I have a question actually for the bill's sponsor based on something Ms. Redinger said.
Does anybody have any questions of Ms. Redinger first? Senator Ogden?
Thank you, Jennifer. A couple things. I guess maybe it's a discussion about the property right issue. And you know, some of your comments concern me. These ethical questions oppose themselves repeatedly in various contexts, such as whether people should be able to buy and sell human organs, fetuses, babies, etc. Of course, babies are a person, so, but I guess it's a little bit undefined whether or not they're a person in the womb. I guess that's a little bit of an oxymoron there with some of your positions on those issues. But are you talking about babies inside or outside the womb? I mean, obviously, you can't sell a baby. That's slavery, but...
Right. Well, through the chair, Senator Ogden, we're talking about human material. We're talking about people, human beings. We're talking about fetuses. We're talking about DNA in the context of this bill. We're talking about human genetic material.
How about blood?
You know, it's interesting to know, and this is... It's more of a philosophical discussion, perhaps, and maybe outside the scope of the bill, except the bill does refer to this as a property right. And the ACLU's position, and Roe v. Wade was not decided on the basis of property rights. This is a constitutional privacy right, and a constitutional right is the way to give this right the most importance, the highest level of protection, is to call it a constitutional privacy right as opposed to a property right.
How about blood? Is that a... People sell blood.
They do. Through the chair, people sell blood. We now see people selling eggs and sperm to folks who are infertile and want to have children. I mean, we do see a slippery slope happening.
Yep.
And it's a policy question for the legislature. It is a very difficult question. Lawyers and doctors and medical ethicists have been debating this and will continue to debate this as technology advances. It's not the reason we're opposed to the bill, but it's a point that we wanted to put in there because we are concerned about the slippery slope of considering human material to be property that could be bought and sold because of the fear, I suppose, that poor people could be induced or even coerced into selling their genetics. Material, and we're just not sure that's the way society should go.
Thank you very much for that testimony. Senator French, you had a question for Senator Olson.
Thank you. Senator Olson, on page 3 of your bill, you define DNA analysis, and Ms. Redinger made some remarks about that, and I guess my view is that this is fairly clear about what is and what isn't DNA analysis, and I just want to make certain in my own mind I understand what the bill intends. And let's just take a simple example regarding a cholesterol test. If I go to my doctor and he does a cholesterol test on my blood, that's not DNA analysis under any stretch of the imagination, is it?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator French, to a certain degree, we need to be careful here because... A cholesterol test obviously is one thing that tells you, gives you certain information, even though cholesterol itself, if you think of it biochemically, is just an alcohol that's got some sterols related to it. But there is the lipoproteins that are actually carriers of the body fats. And so when you start thinking about high-density lipoproteins, low-density lipoproteins, VLDL, very low-density lipoproteins, you start getting into a complicated detail there that's certainly not the intent of this bill. But you are correct that if in the purest, simplest form, a cholesterol test is not included.
And just so I can make certain that I'm still clear on the difference, the cholesterol, the doctor takes the blood, runs the cholesterol test, gives me the results. As long as that's the end of it, that doctor isn't in any trouble under this bill. But if he takes that blood and then says, hey, let's test some genetic characteristics here. Let's look at the nucleic acids or the chromosomes, and let's go a little bit deeper. Then he would have crossed the line that your bill envisions.
Mr. Chairman, Senator French, that is correct.
Thank you.
Now, it's routinely in certain births where someone seems to have an abnormality to do chromosomal tests. Would that be prohibited under this law?
Mr. Chairman, no, not at all. In fact, if the intent of this bill is that in order to do any kind of genetic testing, you need the informed consent. That's what it boils down to. You need the informed consent. You got to have consent to go ahead and get a family history. Let's just include genetic testing under this. So
a parent could give that for a dependent child?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you intend, Mr. Senator Olson, to include government agencies in your definition of person?
I wrote the bill, Mr. Chairman, and obviously there is a fair amount of tension between the previous testimony as well as the testimony we just heard. The bill is intended to be exactly the way it is right now because of what's going on, the tension that's there. There has to be a fair amount of give and take. There are details on one side that one wants to go into, details that the other side really wants to get into, but this is the best crafted bill we have.
Yeah,
so far.
I was just trying to determine whether you were looking at the entire universe and not trying to split it of people that or people or entities that could collect this information and possibly disseminate it.
That's our real concern.
Yeah, and so in that regard, it's not your intent at this point that you would want to include government agencies into that net?
That is correct.
Okay. Other questions? Senator Terrio?
So just a clarification. So the bill does not apply to any DNA test that is required under the criminal statutes at all. Is that correct?
That is correct, Senator Terrio. There are exemptions to the bill, which has to do with law enforcement, medical necessity, as well as paternity determination. And so though.
Can you point that language out?
We're going to have to break in a couple minutes here because we have a 10:30 session today.
On page 2, top of the line.
On the I version, page 2?
Yes, page 2, line 2.
Senator Olson, I'm going to hate to have to do this. There are probably some other questions that we need to get, but we'll carry this over. I wanted to try to get it out as much as we could today, but we're up against the clock at 10:30 for a joint session this morning, and so I will, at this point, we'll set this bill aside and bring it up again as quickly as we can to accommodate your schedule and that of the committee. So with that, I apologize, sir. We're going to, at this point, it's now about 6 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, and we'll adjourn the Judiciary Committee.